Hi, I'm Susan Lewis from WRTI in Philadelphia. And
cool.
I'm really happy to talk to you. Congratulations on this new album with Simon Rattle and the London Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
You've had quite a busy few years, and I know the royal wedding put you in a spotlight, but you've been performing for a long time before that. I understand you started playing cello at 6.
Yes, I've always enjoyed performing.
What did you like about the cello at age 6?
I think the cello has such an amazing sound and an amazing range of sounds. And I think when I was younger, I enjoyed exploring that. And there's so many amazing pieces written for the cello. And so, yeah, we're very lucky with the repertoire. And therefore, I always enjoyed listening to recordings of these great pieces and wanted to learn how to play them.
Was there any particular piece of music that made you excited about playing cello initially?
I think initially the main piece was Elgar's cello concerto.
And
I think that is the same for a lot of cellists, I think.
What about it?
I think it's really an amazing piece and has so much emotion in it, and it's also amazingly well written for the instrument, I think, as well.
So is that why you chose this piece to kind of be the centerpiece of your second album?
Exactly, yeah. It's a piece I've always really loved, and yeah, the opportunity to record it was really special.
And how did you pick the other pieces that go with it?
Yeah, I wanted to pick pieces that either also written by Elgar or connected by also being by British composers or to English folk songs, or pieces that were written around a similar time, so just after the First World War. And I think those pieces therefore share a kind of an emotion, and that's, I guess, the connection between them. But really, they're just some of my really favourite pieces, and that's the main reason for choosing them.
Can you give an example of some of them that you just really love and have meant something to you over time?
Yeah, so the Fourier's Elegy is a piece that I've always enjoyed playing. I first learnt it when I was quite young, and I've always really, really loved Fourier's music and this piece. And so it was also nice to record this piece in an arrangement that hasn't been done before, because of course it's originally for cello and piano and has been done for cello and orchestra as well, but to play with cello and cello ensemble was new, and I think it brings an amazing range of colour to this piece.
It's interesting that I noticed you arranged the traditional tune Blow the Wind Southerly for this album.
Mm-hmm. It's a song that I first heard about a couple of years ago, and this amazing recording of Kathleen Ferrier from 1940s is what inspired me to love this song. And her voice, I think, like the cello, has such range of colour, and it was really nice to hear that recording because it's just for solo voice without any accompaniment, and to really intimately hear the voice is really special, and I tried to bring that to the arrangement for solo cello.
And I noticed in your first album, you arranged a Bob Marley tune. Do you like to have one of your own arrangements on, is that your idea on every album maybe?
I really enjoy making my own arrangements and of pieces of music that I really love. And yeah, I enjoy being creative in that way. And yeah, it's something that I probably will always be interested in doing.
Well, it's interesting, you've played for so long. Do you enjoy playing anything on your cello, whether it's been written for cello or not? Do you just play music that you like on your cello for fun?
Yeah, I do. I like a range of music, and yeah, it's great to be able to play around and improvise with pieces of music that aren't written for the cello. I mean, there are so many amazing pieces written for the cello as well, and so I'm, I guess, spoilt for choice in that sense.
Well, you played when you were 6, and I understand all your siblings play music. And your aptitude was really pretty clear. At 9, you won a scholarship to the Junior Academy of Royal Academy of Music. And then could you talk a little bit about Chiniki, that ensemble that you've played with?
Mm-hmm. So I was introduced to the orchestra right at the start of its existence. And its main aim is really to inspire audiences and young people and people who might be interested in classical music to see it as something that they can do in that encouraging way more diversity in classical music. And it's very committed to to inspiring new audiences and to also introduce audiences to a more diverse range of composers as well. And it was really amazing to be part of that project because it was incredibly inspiring for me to see older musicians who I could hear the stories from and be really inspired by what they were doing.
And it's done really well. I mean, I guess you were the soloist with Shenike at the proms. That must have been fun.
That was a really amazing experience. And to be a part of Shenike's debut at the proms, which I think was a really historic moment, was really special and so inspiring for me. So I'm really lucky to have been a part of it.
Right. And so I guess by the time you played at the Royal Wedding, you had been featured in many different performances. So was it kind of non-intimidating?
I suppose. I mean, I don't tend to get nervous to perform. And yeah, I just really enjoy performing. And I think that's maybe because I started performing quite young and did lots of competitions and local music festivals, and my teacher would often have class performances when I was younger as well, and so I've always kind of enjoyed the feeling of being on stage.
Was it surprising, you think, for your parents to have all these kids playing music?
Definitely, they've always really loved music, but it wasn't some massive plan to have 7 children who are all musicians. It really just kind of developed and grew into something that we all really, really love. And just by having had the opportunity to experience it and have lessons from young.
Right. So what does music mean to you? I mean, I notice you do play with your siblings. You have a piece on this album with your brother, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you perform with in a trio?
I play with my sister as well, who's a pianist.
Yeah. So what's that like?
It's really, really fun. And I think performing with people you get on with really, really well is really one of the nicest things. And yeah, I grew up playing a lot with Eister and with Brimer. And so it's always really, really lovely to play with them and to discover music with them.
Now you're all maybe going in different directions. Do you have any sort of holiday traditions things you do when you get together?
Oh, I mean, we in the kind of holidays, we usually are at home and often not playing because we spend so much time playing. So, for example, Christmas is probably one of the few days of the year where I don't get out my cello, and that's also really, really nice. But it's nice to be, to have grown up in a household where everyone kind of shares this love of music, and to be able to talk about what we're listening to and what we're working on together is really nice.
Right. Well, I also understand that you're a junior ambassador for the London Music Masters organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're an amazing charity that are give opportunities to primary school kids who wouldn't normally have the opportunity to learn. It's mainly violin and cello that they do, and it's really nice to be an ambassador for them and to work with the young children and to be able to support a really meaningful charity is great.
Right. Do you think there are misconceptions about classical music?
I suppose that there are, and I think the biggest misconception is that it's not for everyone. And I think, you know, it's music about real life and real emotions, and therefore it's something that everyone can take something from. And I think it's just having the opportunity to hear it. I think that's important.
Right. Did you have any particular people who inspired you?
Yeah, definitely. All of my teachers have really, really inspired me. And in terms of cellists, Jacqueline Dupre and Rostropovich are my two favourites. And so I grew up really being inspired by their playing.
Wow. Well, now you're able to turn that around and inspire a lot of people yourself.
Hopefully. It would be nice to be in a position where I'm able to inspire particularly young people with what I'm doing. And yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have fun with it and can take some time off. What do you do for your downtime?
Sleep, and I read a bit, and I play a lot of football, and lots of things, watch films. Yeah, I don't know. Just kind of relax, I'd say.
Well, that's great. Well, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Take care. Bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.